My name is Joe Armstrong. Thank you for listening to Independence Day. This is a web exclusive. Please listen to the full episode with this week's artist, Michael Ubaldini, at indepday.com. There's also a video you can find on there as well. He's going to be performing this song in the video. You want to check that out. Say hello, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, man, especially because you're here, man. This is so much fun.
Hey, man.
I'm so happy to have you here. You're fairly legendary in some circles.
Yeah.
In a lot of circles. You've been doing this music thing a long time. You've got a ton of great songs. And people can learn about you at rockandrollpoet.com. That's R-O-C-K with an N, R-O-L-L, poet.com.
Right.
And you've worked with some great musicians over the years.
Yeah.
And one thing that came up in the course of our full interview is that you've got kind of a weird, like, charmed existence. Like, you tend to, like, you can almost see the future.
Yeah, it's strange.
You've got a crystal ball. It's happened more than once, right?
Yeah, more than once. And people point it out all the time. And then it's like, I'm like, oh, my God, it's right. They're right.
Yeah. So in this particular case, the song you're about to play is called Politician Superstar.
Yeah.
But you wrote this before our current situation.
Sure, yeah. I wrote it as a satire about politics because I just, you know, it just seemed to me like politics was becoming like, I started hearing the phrase, oh, it's the rock star of this party. Oh, she's the rock star or he's the rock star of that party. And so I just basically wrote it like as a satire of like, politicians are marketed like pop stars.
Yeah.
And then thinking of all the past presidents, not all of them, but, you know, even going way back, and then all of a sudden, you know, it this last election happened with everybody that was involved, all the candidates, you know. And so it's funny. So people thought, oh, did you write that because of this and that? And I go, nah, I just wrote it before.
But you even managed to work in the phrase reality star into this song before any of the stuff ever even happened.
Yeah, Donald Trump was never even running for president at that point. I just was writing that how it's become such a pop star-y PR marketing thing. I wrote that pretty soon it's going to be a reality show, and that's going to. So I wrote that in the song. You know, a new reality show is the line.
So
just
as
the
you,
whole thing is a reality show.
Totally, as you write, seems to be coming true. So Michael, I have an assignment for you.
Okay,
I want you to write that we have a really great president, and that I find a giant bag full of money.
How about if I find the money? And then you can become president.
I don't. Oh God, no, 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 no. Forget the whole thing. I want no part of that job. All right, Michael Ubaldini. This is his song, "Politician Superstar," in Independence Day.
Somewhere up in the bright lights, adverts, commercials glow in the population overflow. Tall tales in the wind that blows, online news, high and low, world stage, a new reality show. Your savior, your fixer, no matter who you are. A corporate team of rock and roll PR. Politician superstar. Not like leaders who come before, then you can trust so much more. Dressed down, no different than me or you. New world order for our own good, speaks in the rich and poor neighborhoods. Everything you ever taught or learned ain't true. After all, we are all equal, near and far. $1 million smile, selling in a jar. Politician superstar. Deals in dirt, but his hands are clean. On the cover of the magazines, paparazzi's never very far. A mover and shaker on the scene, confidence man to adults and teens, man of the people, pop culture boulevard. From New York State to West Corona Del Mar, his face everywhere, a bumper sticker on the back of every car. Politician superstar, who'll be the next politician superstar?